A new state program is providing bulletproof vests for police departments across the state. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one Syracuse police detective is living proof of how important these vests are to an officer on the street.
It was April 13, 2009, when Syracuse Police Detective Richard Curran and his partner found themselves in a shootout on Syracuse's south side with a wanted parolee carrying an illegal .357 handgun. Curran was wearing an up-to-date bulletproof vest and was shot at close range.
The first round that struck my vest was in the lower back area at a distance of only 4 to 6 feet. The bullet traveled through the carrier and struck the vest, and the Kevlar-like material inside the vest was strong enough to withstand the force of the projectile. If I wasn't wearing a vest that day, or if that projectile had traveled through the vest, then I wouldn't be standing here today.
Police officials say these high-tech vests are as important as any other crime-fighting tool available to cops. The thing is, their lifespan is only about 5 years, so departments are very happy about the state's Invest Partnership program. A recent round of funds will support the purchase of 215 vests for the Syracuse Police Department. This state program replaces a federal partnership that became the victim of gridlock in Washington. Curran says it's good this program is replacing that federal one because vests are more important now than ever.
With the violence today, and unfortunately a lot of criminals are armed with heavier caliber firearms, the fact that we have newer vests, it allows police officers to go out and effectively do their job with more peace of mind that they know they have the latest equipment to enhance their protection.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.